This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Welcome on into our Friday, July the 18th edition of Sports Talk as we get ready for Saints training camp. First practice will be Wednesday, folks, not too far away, helping us break it all down as the players get ready to report for camp. Scott Shanley, Super Bowl champ and Saints pregame and postgame analyst. Scott, always, thank you so much for your time, man. How's it going? Scott, this time of year, be honest, so was it something that you looked forward to getting to camp, or was it, oh man, you know, the grind starts and it was more taxing than something you look forward to?
No, this is the time of year where everybody who's retired is happy they're retired. It's not until week one starts where everybody kind of misses it, but training camp is kind of a season in itself, but it's also a time when you get together and find out exactly what you have after a hard off season of work.
Yeah, Scott, I know in the past you said, like, hey, you could usually tell during camp when you're like, oh, this is a team that can win. Like, we feel confident this is a team that can get something done. What did that feel like? Like, what did you see in, like, 2009 where you felt confident going into the season, like, this could be something special?
Yeah, I think part of it is, first of all, from a talent standpoint, you look around your team, and when you play long enough, you kind of know if you have the spots filled that you need filled. You know if you're talented enough at linebacker, at D end, at corner. You know, you go check all these boxes. And I've said it before, I mean, 2009 and 2011 were years where I was like, man, I don't see many weaknesses, if at all, in our team. So those years kind of played out where we had really good teams. And after that, after the talent aspect, you look and you say, how well do the guys play together? How well do they get along? How well do they communicate? And once you have that, it's a special combination.
When you look at this squad going into this year, obviously the number one competition everybody's talking about is who's going to be the QB after we know Derek Carr retires, and we have a lot of unknowns right now with a bunch of young quarterbacks and the rookie Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener, and even Hunter Deckers in the mix. This is something that we were kind of batting around previously with the amount of reps that are available at practices. How hard is it going to be to determine this QB competition?
Yeah, well, it's going to be tough. You nailed it. The reps are a big part. You know, obviously in practice, the starter or there's co-starters, the one and two guys are going to get most of the reps. And after that, it's, you know, you're fighting for the last few plays of each practice, of each series, whether it's red zone or 7-on-7. So you really have to impress in those limited reps you get. And I think the big thing, you know, nobody likes playing the preseason games, but if you're a young guy, you're trying to make a roster, you're trying to be the third quarterback, you need five plays a game, six plays a game. You need to just show that you have something. And then, you know, when it comes down to a quarterback competition, those preseason games are invaluable because you never know. Guys just perform different. Some guys, you know, every day there's no pressure in practice. You go out there and you perform well. But then there's some guys when the lights come on, they shrivel and the other guys step up. So those preseason games carry a lot of weight as well.
Yeah, and you know, one thing Kellen Moore has been pretty insistent on is that this is a three-way quarterback competition. He will not count Jake Haener out of it, even though it kind of feels like just the conventional wisdom would be Rattler and Shuck. Is that really a tenable scenario to have a legitimate three-way quarterback competition where, you know, these aren't long practices, you don't have 2-a-days anymore, there's a limited number of reps, and splitting it between three guys evenly just seems difficult?
No, it certainly is. I think as a coach, you kind of sometimes you have to say those things. And listen, you can jump from the third spot to become the starter. But like I said, in those few reps you get in practice in the preseason games, you really have to wow and make the coaches say, hey, we need to start getting this guy some more reps. But if you don't do that, you don't have enough time to filter through three guys at really any position, let alone the quarterback position. You want to get – you have an idea who your starter is. You're going to probably lean towards them for one practice, and then the next guy's going to get a few more plays. But at that position, more than any, it's about reps. You have to have time on task. You have to see the speed of the game and see the defensive guys going against man coverage and zone coverage and things like that. So you said it perfect. You don't have really enough time in camp anymore to go through a three-man race at many positions.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, if you were looking at it and say, what I would like to know who the starting quarterback is by this time, you know, when would it be? Because, like, I feel like there's got to be a point in camp where you want to know, okay, this is our starter, we're going to plan for this, right? Because it can't be, okay, the week before the season starts, you're suddenly figuring out who the guy is.
Yeah, I think for me, that timetable is after the second preseason game. Unless one of the guys is just wowing in all the training camp practices, and then they come out in the preseason game one and just, you know, really impress, and now the coaching staff has enough confidence to make that guy the starter. But for me, I would like to see one of the guys get a lot of reps in preseason game one, another guy get a lot of reps in preseason game two, give them an entire half, maybe 2.5 quarters, especially at that position. Like I said, you need a lot of reps, you know, I think after the second preseason game, you have to have a good idea, because a lot of starters are not going to play in the third preseason game. They may play a series or two after you announce who the starting quarterback is, because your team also has to have time to rally around that guy before regular season starts.
We know this team definitely is heavily invested and has been in building through the trenches. And you look at the investment that they've made along the offensive line, getting another first-round pick in Kelvin Banks Jr. added to the mix this year. I'm hoping that this is an underrated, you know, star for this team. The offensive line seems like it's going to be, you know, the thing that carries this offense this season.
Yeah, I think you have to. And, you know, sometimes it puts a lot of pressure on a young guy to say, we have to hit on this position. I think when you invest that many times in the first round in an offensive lineman, you don't have enough time to really have guys that don't pan out. And hopefully Trevor Penning, going from tackle, who they invested a high first-round pick in or mid-first-round pick in, he can be a great player at guard, because there are so many positions on the field who are impact players. Defensive ends, corners, obviously quarterback. You know, Alvin's going in his ninth year, so running back. There's a lot of different positions that you probably could have went in the first round. But I think what you do when you're taken that high is you say, what guy is going to be an outstanding player for 9, 10, 11 years for us? And they obviously felt like Banks, and a lot of people really like him. So I think if you solidify the left tackle and the right tackle position, you've got a lot of things covered, and now you can address a lot of the other things coming up.
You know, Scott, when we talked to Cesar Ruiz last week, one of the questions we asked him was, you know, how has your kind of routine changed throughout the course of your NFL career? And, you know, it was kind of interesting because he started out saying, yeah, when I started my career, I would just go to the gym, I'd lift weights. I was like, all right, this is enough. And then, you know, year five, year six is suddenly like I got my diet like perfectly in tune. Like I have this whole system. You know, I'm just curious, how long did it take you into your NFL career before you felt like you had kind of the pro regimen? Like, I have this kind of locked down, like I know what I'm doing. And, you know, also just like, how did you learn that throughout the course of your career?
Yeah, I think, first of all, a lot of guys, you got to make it to year 3, 4, or 5 before you have proof of concept. Like, yeah, my plan actually works. Because if you think your plan works and it's not any good, you'd probably be out of the league by year 2 and 3. So I think once you've been in the NFL for a couple years, 3 or 4 years, you know what works and what doesn't work. What works for your body in the weight room, what works for your body nutrition-wise, rest-wise, and everybody's different. And I think that's a huge part of having staying power in professional sports, because every year you're trying to be replaced. It's a replacement business, and you have to find out what your edge is. Maybe your edge is watching more film than the other guys. Maybe your edge is eating better than the other guys. It's about sacrificing and being disciplined. And I think for every guy, they go through that learning about their own body, what fine-tunes it, what keeps them healthy. Because, like I said, the best ability you can have is availability. So you all have to figure out how to do that for each individual body.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talking to Saints Super Bowl champ Scott Shanley with us. I know you know a lot about linebackers, Scott. One of the guys that a lot of fans are interested in coming into this season, their fourth-round pick out of Oklahoma, Danny Stutzman. Wonder what you've seen from him and what you think we can expect from him coming forward in his rookie year with the black and gold.
Yeah, I really like the pick for Danny, because the one thing's for certain. Yeah, obviously you want to hit on starters in the fourth, fifth, sixth round. Neil at running back, the same kind of thing. Very productive players in college. When you don't make the playoffs for a few years, you don't really have the luxury of looking for diamonds in the rough and hoping guys. You took productive players, and Danny was a very productive player. I watched a lot of Oklahoma football. My oldest son goes to OU, so I watched a lot of Sooner football, and he's just a tackling machine. He flies around sideline to sideline. He was the captain of their team. He was the communicator on their team, and you love that from a linebacker perspective. It means he's smart. He understands the game, plays with passion and energy, and guys rally around him. You could see when he made a play, their entire defense was hitting him on the head. They knew who made their defense go. So I really like that pick, because even if he doesn't turn out to be a starter, and hopefully he does, you know, as DeMario ages, he's going to be a great special teams player. And I think the thing that really solidified him as a pick in those mid rounds is he went and ran a really good 40, and a lot of people had concerns about his playing in space and coverage. And I really like the pick of Danny, because I think he's going to be a good football player.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing to me about Danny is, like, really no one was looking at him. He said the Saints were the only team that had him in for a workout. And, you know, he seems to me, and obviously you've watched him a lot, he seems to me like the type of guy that's almost an advantage for the Saints, in that I want that guy to come in and have a chip on his shoulder. Because, you know, so much of, you know, being a successful mid-round player is work ethic, is being willing to outwork everybody else. And I kind of like bringing a guy in who feels like, well, okay, I'm going to prove everybody wrong.
Absolutely, because it makes your locker room better. Guys love playing with guys like Danny. And when I say that, it's the energy and the passion he plays with. You can tell if a guy loves football. You can watch it. You can turn on a TV copy. You don't need a coach's copy. And watch how they play. And like I said, his defensive teammates rallied around him and were always there to congratulate him when he made plays. And he made a lot of plays behind the line of scrimmage. He plays downhill. I'm not saying he's going to be a nickel linebacker and you know, playing in the 4-2-5, but in a base defense, especially early in his career, I really think he could buy for playing time, because he's just a football player.
when you look at this Saints personnel on defense, how do you think they're going to fit in with Brandon Staley's scheme coming into this year? Because it's gonna look a whole lot different with not Dennis Allen around.
I'm right there with you. I don't know what to expect either. I think the one thing going into the draft that they didn't come out of the draft with that I thought they needed to make this conversion better was, you know, the hybrid guys, the 3-4 outside linebackers, the guys who can play in space. And it sounds like they're going to have Chase and Carl do those things. Cam has done some of those things in his career, but those guys are a lot bigger body types than you see. If you think back to the Steelers with James Harrison and guys like that who can drop into the flat as well as rush. So I didn't think they came out of the draft with enough of those hybrid rush guys for a 3-4 defense. But the one thing about Staley is you have to be a smart football player in his defense. And listen to the Chargers players who play under him and the Rams players. He's going to get exotic. He's going to get, you know, you can't say it's going to be 4-3 or 3-4 the whole game. He's going to find a bunch of different ways to have 11 guys on the field. That gives offenses fits, and if you have a smart defense of players, which I think the Saints do, you can really confuse a lot of offenses.
Scott, curious too, have you had any interactions with new head coach Kellen Moore, your thoughts on him?
No, I have not. I'm looking forward to meeting him. I've heard such great things about him from a lot of people. You know, Zach Schreef is now the offensive line coach in Denver, knows Kellen well. He spoke highly of him. You just look back at his stops with Philly, win the Super Bowl. He was with the Chargers for a year, had really good offenses with Dallas. So he worked with three really good quarterbacks, had a lot of offensive success. And I think when you look at the way this offense was the past couple of years, I loved going offensive minded at coach. You kind of, teams usually go from one to the other. This team needs a little bit of a spark on the offensive side of the ball. I think Kellen's one of the brightest young offensive minds in the game. And I'm not saying he's going to be Sean Payton. There's only one Sean Payton when it comes to demeanor and some of those things. But I think when it comes to X's and O's, I think Kellen can really do a good job of putting some of these skill guys in position to win. And this offense has needed that the last couple of years.
Yeah, one thing Darren Rizzi said last year in talking about Sean is that he was a guy on the sideline and he had like a halo around him in that everyone knew not to go within that halo. Otherwise, you could not account for what might happen to you. So you're saying you do not anticipate that Kellen's going to be one of those halo guys?
No, I don't think right away. I think personality-wise, I think offensive-minded-wise, you can compare the two a lot. I think that they do a great job of matchups, getting their players in space to make plays, take advantage of mismatches. But as far as personality, I think they're very different people. And that's fine. You can win a lot of different ways. You know, I think with Sean, Sean grew up under the Bill Parcells, and I was with Sean in Dallas, so I saw the Bill Parcells in him when he would say things and the way he would push buttons with certain players, and that was one of his truly great skills besides offensive play calling, was he knew exactly how to treat each individual player differently based on their personality and what buttons he had to push to make them play their best. And I think Kellen, there's a lot of respect around the league for Kellen. Obviously, he was a player, a coach, and guys just seem to elevate their play for him as a coach.
Scott, definitely appreciate you carving out some time for us on this Friday. Look forward to seeing you at camp eventually.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Take care.
Scott Shanley, Super Bowl champion, Saints pregame and postgame analyst, joining us there. And, yeah, just a guy that has been around this team for a while, obviously. And you heard from him even. He's curious to see how this defense is going to look with Brandon Staley.
It's all going to look different. Right, and I've seen a few people say, like, okay, should they have brought in more edge rushers? I don't know. I feel like I just need to see what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
I don't know what they need. We'll find out what they need in real time with the rest of them. So it's going to be fascinating. But that's one of the reasons I'm excited about this season, even though in the back of my head I'm like, it's probably isn't going to go great, like in terms of the win-loss record, because you're going to see things that you just haven't seen, and that's in and of itself exciting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.